Professor, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, yes. I'm not saying maybe not teach, but certainly discuss.
Discuss, inform. Exactly what is suspension of disbelief?
Okay. Well, you've missed out a word, actually, a really important word, which is willing. Willing suspension of disbelief. So the phrase occurs, I'm not sure what the original Russian would be, but the phrase occurs in Konstantin Stanislavski's book, An Actor Prepares, which most actors will know that book. It was written around about the turn of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Konstantin Stanislavski was a great acting teacher and director and one of the founders of the Moscow Arts Theatre. And I think it's true to say that the formalization of acting principles that he articulated at that time is more or less what we think of acting as being now. So incredibly influential and ubiquitous has his view become that we don't even think of it as a view. We just kind of go, well, no, that's what acting is. And he kind of boiled it down really to a series of points, and one of them is this concept of the willing suspension of disbelief.
So how does this willing suspension of disbelief influence the stories we tell and how we enjoy them?
The example I always give to sort of suggest how this kind of opens up is that if you're looking at Shakespeare's Othello, for example, Othello is about to strangle Desdemona, which happens or should happen in most versions of the play. And they're having their last discussion in the bedroom together, and he makes his murderous intentions clear, rare to the point of not happening, that somebody will run and call the police. Mm. So everybody who's watching the play at some point recognizes that what is going on is, you know, not really happening in the way that we say that things are really happening when we stub our toe or drop plates on the floor. But nevertheless, we go along with the feelings and the situation as it is presented to ourselves. So we feel it on a visceral and emotional level, but we kind of don't do anything about it. So that paradox is something that Konstantin Stanislavski tried to capture in this idea of suspension, willing suspension of disbelief, that we kind of gave ourselves over to the situation willingly as if it was really happening, but in some way retaining that sort of distance or that control over it. So it's a way of describing a relationship where we can vicariously enjoy a situation while at the same time not necessarily feeling we have to do anything about it.
We don't have to run off and call the police or hide from big, bad, scary monsters in movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, or be as devastated as we would be if somebody in our lives had really died.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say is the reason people are so inherently good at willingly suspending their belief when enjoying live theatre or films or even books?
Well, it's a great mystery. And, you know, believe it or not, you can find it discussed 2,500 years ago by Aristotle and by every major kind of theatre critic. after that time, there's a great phrase of St. Augustine's where he goes, "Why do sufferings please?" And you can find versions of that throughout history where people go, this is crazy. Things that we actually don't like in our lives and don't really want in our lives, we'll happily pay good money for to go and see people endure them on stage.
We absolutely will, yeah.
So there must be some benefit in it for us, something that we get both emotionally and possibly in terms of a kind of a learning. And that's certainly what Stanislavski believed. He was very influenced by the insights of cognitive psychology that was just emerging as a discipline at that time. Stanislavski was a very educated and intellectual man, very widely read. He was very open to the ideas that cognitive psychology were coming were developing at that time about how people comprehend anything, and he was trying to adapt them to the worlds of the theatre that are in part fiction, but then also, you know, predicated sometimes, at any rate, by kind of real assumptions and real through lines.
Mm. Unfortunately, Julian, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I feel like I learned a lot just then.
I feel like I talked a lot just then. It was very, very pleased to discuss it.
Have a lovely afternoon.